What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Left-wing terrorism always ends in bloodshed, misery, and suffering.
It's kind of funny he says that, because just 2 minutes ago, Tom Homan was calling for more bloodshed.
There will be bloodshed, and I'm saying it right now. There's still going to be more bloodshed.
All right, everybody, check this out. This morning has been an all-out blitz for these right-wing MAGA freaks who are flooding our airwaves with their radical vitriol, trying to divide this country, pull it to the far, far right, and it is our duty to push back against this. Stephen Miller is perhaps the worst of all. He's the deputy chief of staff for Donald Trump, and he's essentially the mastermind of a lot of the most radical, vicious policies throughout Donald Trump's political career. He's the one who wanted to challenge birthright citizenship. He's the one who set the quota for 2,000 deportees a day, therefore turning ICE into a rogue terrorist organization. Donald Trump is the one executing it and carrying it out. I'm not trying to remove any agency there, but Stephen Miller is the one who comes up with these sick-in-the-head ideas. That's why we call him sick-in-the-head Stephen Miller. Now, he's speaking at a conference today called The Resurgence of Political Terrorism. The name is a little bit too on the nose. Like, you might think that they're talking about ICE roaming our streets, killing both U.S. citizens, people on workers' permits, roaming the U.S. streets, literally violating our constitutional rights. But no, he spends this entire speech trying to attack the left, trying to weaken the entire democratic apparatus of the United States, and imply that one side is a terrorist organization. That's what he does. I would never say that every single Republican or that the Republican Party as a whole is a terrorist organization. I'm not that divisive. I have no need to be. The reality is Donald Trump and his MAGA movement are regressing our country back to a pre-constitutional order where Trump can be uniquely corrupt, where we can strip away rights, and this MAGA movement is radical in and of itself. I don't need to paint half of the country in one way, but Stephen Miller does. He wants one-party rule to carry out his most extreme immigration visions, and we have to push back. So let's break this all down. If you appreciate this, drop a like, subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. And can I just point out the irony very quickly? While Stephen Miller was giving that speech, one of his friends, Tom Homan, who is the border czar, was on Fox News talking about bloodshed. He said it all goes back to the Dems. There's going to be more bloodshed unless they shut their mouth and let ICE enforce the laws that they acted. So wait, were the political terrorists left-wingers who potentially want more health care and less wealth inequality, and not Tom Homan, who's broadcasting his vitriol to millions of Americans on Fox News? Listen.
But it all goes back to the Dems, who want to continually attack ICE and tell people to evade them, tell people don't comply, tell people to resist, and tell people ICE isn't a real law enforcement agency. You and I talked about this year and a half ago, Laura. I said if the hateful rhetoric didn't stop, there would be bloodshed. And I'm saying it right now. There's still going to be more bloodshed unless they shut their mouth and let ICE enforce the laws that they enacted.
I hope this isn't crude or blunt to say, but this is like rapist mindset. If you don't shut your mouth and let it happen, it's only going to get worse, is what he's saying. So as ICE is violating the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the 14th Amendment, violating all of our constitutional rights, we're supposed to sit back and just let it happen. Listen, on the Adam Mockler feed, I'm never going to tell people to hurt officers or get your life and put your life in danger. Do not go out there trying to hurt people or trying to, you know, harm people. That's going to backfire. You are going to end up in jail or seriously harmed. I'm not going to say that. But we should absolutely be talking about this, calling this out. And what he just said right there is kind of just anti-First Amendment. He said there's going to be more bloodshed unless they shut their mouth. We're not going to be shutting our mouths ever. Are you going to be? Let me know in the comment section. You know, this brings me back to Stephen Miller. So as Tom Homan is saying that, Stephen Miller is at the same time flooding the airwaves with his own vitriol, trying to say that left-wingers are the terrorists in the United States.
Thank you, of course, to Secretary of State Rubio for organizing this conference and for leading this initiative. Here in the United States, we have taken the necessary and essential action of formally recognizing left-wing violence as a form of political terrorism that is a direct threat to our national security and the survival of our Republican form of government. President Trump issued a directive. In our parlance, it's called a National Security Presidential Memorandum, or NSPM, NSPM 7 to be exact, that directs for the first time in American history all of our law enforcement and intelligence agencies to work together to disrupt, identify, defund, debank, arrest, and prosecute these political terrorists that are operating in our country.
Okay, wait, pause for 1 second. First of all, why is he moving in such a weird, creepy manner? Like, this is like really a creepy-ass speech. But second of all, left-wing terrorism exists in very, very small numbers compared to the right-wing terrorism that this country has seen. And I hate that this even has to be some comparison or some like dick-swinging contest between the parties, because the numbers are very, very clear. If you add up the right-wing terrorism over the past decade, there's dozens of mass shootings that are like despicable. There's the Tree of Life Synagogue. There are gay clubs that have been shot up. There are people who have etched in El Paso, Texas, like Christian nationalist symbols and then killed 20 people at a supermarket. Time and time again, there are these sickening shootings. And I'm not going to say that there's zero zip left-wing terrorism. It does happen. There are things that happen because there are people radical on both sides of the aisle, but the right-wing terrorism dominates the vast majority of statistics in this country, and even on the 4th of July. Do you guys remember about 2 weeks ago we were covering this relentlessly? On the 4th of July, Patriot Front, a far-right white supremacist organization, marched onto Capitol Hill, marched around D.C. Left-wing extremist radicals aren't even this organized. They don't even know how to organize. You'll never see this many left-wing extremists. You see, like, No Kings protests, which are just average, sweet Americans, people like you and I who care about our country and who are trying to fight for a better country. These are masked radical men who hate everything about America. You know what I find quite ironic is that Stephen Miller claims these left-wing radicals hate America. He said that during the speech. But the right-wingers who represent Patriot Front or the Proud Boys or any of these people, like even Stephen Miller, he hates everything about America. Stephen Miller hates that America is a constitutional republic and a democracy where people can vote in their representatives. He wants a one-party rule. Stephen Miller hates the fact that America was built off of immigration, that immigrants have helped build this country, and to this day that immigrant labor is necessary and fruitful for America. Stephen Miller hates the core tenets of America. He hates the fact that there's freedom of religion, that there's freedom of speech, that you're allowed to be whatever religion you want and speak your mind whenever you want. He hates all of the core tenets of America and wants to strip away our constitutional rights, and he is gaslighting us by saying that the other side actually hates America. I promise. Take a listen.
Arrest and prosecute these political terrorists that are operating in our country. It's very important to understand that left-wing political terrorism seeks as its ultimate end the overthrow of our system and form of government. And we've seen this has taken place many times in many places throughout the years, and Secretary Rubio has provided you many examples. Left-wing terrorism always ends in bloodshed, misery, and suffering.
It's kind of funny he says that, because just 2 minutes ago, Tom Homan was calling for more bloodshed.
There will be bloodshed, and I'm saying it right now. There's still going to be more bloodshed.
It seems like only one side is calling for bloodshed in the United States right now.
Only can travel in one direction. There's no point at which the left-wing terrorist is satisfied with his gains and ceases progressing. Inevitably, left to run its course, it always becomes a gulag. It always becomes the mass imprisonment of political enemies, the stripping of their rights and freedoms, inflicting immense pain, humiliation, suffering.
Who does Stephen Miller consider a left-wing terrorist? Let's just think about this for a second. Well, he called Alex Preddy a terrorist moments after Alex Preddy was shot by ICE officers. So the average dude is just a terrorist, a Stephen Miller, if you hold vaguely left-leaning views. Renee Nicole Good, was called a domestic terrorist by Stephen Miller. So if you were just a mother who is, you know, an average person in Minnesota, you are a terrorist if you have slightly left-leaning views. Zohran Mamdani is a radical terrorist in Stephen Miller's eyes. So if you are someone who considers yourself a democratic socialist of America, or if you want less wealth inequality, then in Stephen Miller's eyes, you are a domestic terrorist. You see what he's doing here? He expands the definition to fit basically the entire Democratic Party or anybody who disagrees with him in any way. I find all of this gaslighting about violent extremism coming from Stephen Miller to be so ironic, because when you look at the actual reporting, you see stories like this that just broke from CNN this morning. New, Republican Senate candidate Mike Collins' son-in-law, who's featured in Mike Collins' photos, registered to vote at his property, and appeared at Mike Collins' victory party, is a white nationalist influencer who has promoted Nazi imagery and called for, quote, clearing our land of other people. CNN broke this story that GOP Senate candidate has close ties to white nationalist influencer, his own son-in-law. There are extremists all throughout the right who are getting power in our country. I want to be clear. I don't think every single person with vaguely Republican views who, I don't even think every single person who voted for Trump is this deep political extremist who hates America. A lot of people were just confused and were duped by his campaign. It is absolutely the case. But there are many people within Donald Trump's orbit, within his immediate circle, and within power in the White House who are unequivocally far right, basically Nazis. You have Paul Ingracia, who was found texting other people, I have a Nazi streak. I have a Nazi streak in me, is what he said. And now he is working for the GSA. You have certain representatives, you have certain senators whose staffers have been busted for being far-right white supremacists, and they get to keep their job. Extremism mainly... Extremism is proliferating through the right on this country through our power structures, and it is very, very clear. Can I show you this clip right here that Laura Ingraham posted? This is how they deal with it. She posted a video of Patriot Front and said, I call fake. It looks like Antifa in costume. Dude, this is very clearly a bunch of right-wing MAGA chuds.
Any of the departments of government of the United States, so there you go. Because he's a foreigner.
This is their leader, by the way.
He's not a foreigner. He's born in America.
Yeah, but he's Indian. Plenty of people are born in America.
What about your ancestors?
They're American.
Yeah.
Yes.
Born correct. In America.
Yes.
But where'd they come from originally?
See, actually, just being born in America doesn't make you an American.
Well, the Supreme Court disagrees. The Supreme Court birthright citizenship ruling entirely disagrees. These people hate America. These people hate everything about America. These are the actual extremists we should be worried about.
Born in America to second generation, your parents are naturalized citizens and you're born in America,
A citizen doesn't make you American either. It's a natural thing.
Okay, so now he's saying being American is somewhere in your bloodline. He's not especially charismatic, this guy, the leader of Patriot Front.
What's natural about being an American citizen?
Well, nationality is a natural thing.
Okay, so my ancestors are half Italian, half Irish.
Yeah.
Do they count?
Why are you shaking?
Cold, dude. I just skateboarded like 8
skateboarded
blocks.
Over here?
Oh, yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So people of European nationalities, of the European race, can become American. India is not in Europe, though, so they cannot.
Okay, so now they're drawing this arbitrary line that if you have white lineage, you can basically be an American. We saw these same people marching right here. It's just absolutely ridiculous. Can I end off this video by showing you this funny viral moment of Ben Shapiro addressing the death of U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham before perfectly transitioning into an ad read for ZipRecruiter?
Well, all the worst people are very, very excited about Lindsey Graham's death. All the worst people. But listen, whenever you talk about mortality or the passage of time, it's a big reminder that you don't have time to waste. I mean, that's just a reality. I mean, we just had a baby. That means we are super duper busy. There's no time to waste. And that's also true when it comes to your business. We all have our own time-saving hacks for everyday life. If you're a business owner, how can you save time hiring? ZipRecruiter.
No way. He just transitioned from talking about Lindsey Graham's death and all the worst people trying to benefit off of it, and then he goes into a transition for an ad.
Well, all the worst people are very, very excited about Lindsey Graham's death.
Oh, my Lord. The shamelessness of these right-wingers knows no bounds. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. We will continue to push the truth on the Adam Mockler feed, and we live and breathe on independent media with you all. So join the movement below. I love you all. Peace out.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.